Words from the Gospel reading for today, and specifically Matthew chapter 4 and verse 22. Matthew 4 and verse 22. Immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed him. Think for a moment of the important decisions that you have made in your life. Those that had a major impact, not only on you, but also on those around you. Perhaps a decision to leave home or to relocate your family for employment opportunities. And as I was reflecting on this, I recall the time that we packed up our family and we moved to Kingston, Ontario, when I worked for the Ontario government. That's when my resume said that I was career-minded. Now it no longer says that. I'm vocation-minded. Nevertheless, we make these decisions for many reasons. Perhaps you made a decision to get married. And for those who were baptized as adults, perhaps you consciously made a decision to become a Christian. And each day of our lives, we are faced with decisions that make a difference to us and to others around us. And you know, we have a habit of categorizing these decisions into small decisions, maybe mundane decisions, and we consider some really big decisions, grand decisions. Major impact. There's a story that's told about a couple who was planning to get married, and they were discussing the process they would use in making family decisions. One partner said to the other, "Darling, why don't we keep it simple? Since you are more analytical and a better problem solver, why don't you make all the major decisions and I'll make the little decisions?" The other partner agreed. Well, the years rolled by, and as the story goes, this couple has been married for many years, and so far, there have been no major decisions. Well, I guess that this is a sober reminder to us that despite the gift of reason with which we've been blessed, our decisions are often influenced by factors and forces way beyond our control. How is it that this couple had no major decisions is a matter of speculation. But we recognize that there are situations that just cannot be logically explained. And one might claim that decisions are often made through divine inspiration, the hand of God working in, working through, and working around us. Nevertheless, today's gospel reading challenges us to make decisions, to take a stand for what we believe in, and to do it now, responding to Christ's call to discipleship. And today's gospel reading picks up at a point where Jesus is ministering in Galilee, and he's building a team of disciples to be trained to carry on the ministry once he's gone. And Jesus recruited Simon Peter and his brother Andrew. And he also recruited two other brothers, James and John. They were invited to join Jesus' inner circle, and a politician might call it his cabinet, his chief advisors, as he starts his public ministry. And so Jesus said, "Come follow me, come follow me." This was the invitation, and they made an instant decision. They responded immediately, and this is a lesson for us, isn't it? as many of us postpone important decisions, don't we? We procrastinate. Of course, there are times when a second opinion and further consideration are required. And we have a good example of Jesus, just as Jesus often took time to pray before making major decisions. Nevertheless, the thought from the gospel today is that there's no time better than the present. A few weeks ago, I happened to be in the narthex around coffee hour, and I was involved peripherally in a discussion, and someone in the group suggested that many of us live in the past. We live in the past because we reminisce quite a bit. And many of us live in the future because we plan quite a bit. Unfortunately, not a lot of time and effort are devoted to living in the moment, to living in the present. And that observation probably resonates with many of us here today. But we can learn from the disciples who took immediate action. For in life, there are just some things that must be taken care of right away because they are time sensitive. Perhaps our relationship with Christ, perhaps today, many of us are going through times of doubt, times of fear, times of questioning, times of concern. Today, we must carefully discern what our discipleship means to us. So first of all, the disciples responded with a sense of urgency. Secondly, the disciples left family and possessions, worthwhile, valuable, and precious as they are, they were left behind to follow Jesus. And we too may have to break with the past, perhaps change our lifestyle slightly, and even negotiate our family relationships or family time in order to follow Christ. I have a friend who is a Christian convert from another religion. And he told me of the fractured relationship with other family members because of his decision to get baptized. A few years ago, I happened to be present at his ordination. And he was really happy that some family members, despite their different religious beliefs, showed up to support him. And my friends, we too must reach across our different perspectives to model the reconciling nature of Christ. So first of all, we must act with some sense of urgency. Secondly, we recognize that we must change. And thirdly, in changing, the disciples made a fresh start as they were given this unique privilege to serve God and to learn from Christ himself. They left the comfort and security of the known to venture with this itinerant preacher. And we too must have a sense of urgency and get out of our comfort zone to do what matters, to follow Jesus, as we recommit ourselves to a life of faithful Christian service. This Wednesday, the church will remember St. Paul. But before his conversion to Christianity, he was known as Saul, the persecutor of the early Christians. But through God's transforming power, he became a proclaimer of the gospel and is considered by many to be the chief evangelist of the early church as he took the good news far and wide. And scripture tells us that Paul's conversion to Christianity was sudden. It was immediate, and for many observers, it was miraculous, as he had been such a persecutor of Christians. Paul responded right away, just as the four fishermen in the gospel reading for today. And like Paul and the four disciples in the gospel for today, we are also invited individually and as a parish to make some important choices in our lives, to trust God and to allow Him to do something grand through our faithful service right here and right now. For God is calling us to have a sense of urgency. And we also know that change is inevitable. There's a familiar saying that goes something like this: the most constant thing in life is change. The most constant thing in life is change. And so we know that to follow Jesus, we must change. And we must leave behind whatever is preventing us from doing God's work. And as we intentionally follow Jesus, we know that our Christian journey will be different for each of us, as we are all given distinct gifts and unique opportunities for ministry. For some of us, it may be a more intimate prayer life. And I don't know about you, but sometimes it's difficult to fit in the time to pray, isn't it? I try my very best to do it first thing in the morning, because as the day gets busy, suddenly you realize, guess what? I haven't devoted focused time. I'm not referring to the stuff we say on the go, but focused time to pray, to give God thanks, and to worship. Perhaps it's some act of service as a sign of God's grace working within us as we continue our daily walk of faith. And we are reminded that whatever our economic or social status, whatever our age, our gender, or other personal characteristic, we are all qualified to do God's work. And today's gospel reading tells us about the call of four persons who are fishermen. But we know that the 12 disciples were from different walks of life. And the 12 disciples represented quite a diverse group with their unique attributes. And that is what the church is all about. That is what the church is all about. Unique gifts serve of each and every one of us serving God together. And this week, we observe the week of prayer for Christian unity. And we acknowledge that although the various Christian denominations may have different traditions and practices, we rejoice in the unifying power of Christ as we all endeavor to worship God and to share His love. So today, as we reflect on our life together in ministry as a parish, we are encouraged by what God has accomplished through the acts of faithful service of so many who have worshiped and served here over the past 95 years. And I'm asking you right now, please invite me back for the 100th anniversary in 2022. We hope that it will be grand by God's grace. So let's start planning now. Let's have a 5-year plan to have a grand celebration of St. George Onyang in 2022. Because by God's grace, it can be accomplished. But we know right now, as we think of where we are as a church and as individuals, we know that following Jesus means that we as a Christian community should always be in discernment. And we must be open to the possibility of redefining our mission and purpose as we embrace the future together. Now, for those who are political observers, whether we agree or disagree with the political direction of our neighbors to the south, or the response of the many demonstrations and marches around the world, and the potential impact on our country, we know that we must continue to discern what these changes compel us to do as Christians. Finally, today we are reminded that we are on a mission with Jesus. As we pray and worship together, and as we help to spread the good news and share God's love with others. The disciples left everything to follow Jesus. How do we measure up? Where do we stand? My sisters and brothers in Christ, these thoughts I share with you in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.